Tell me a way to Telford and hopefully Quakers keep this great run going.
Yeah, and I watched Telford on Tuesday night, and they didn't play like a team that was in the bottom three. Now, they didn't look like a team low in confidence to me. They played some really good attacking football. They passed it around a lot. They had pace. And say, to be honest with you, a lot of it was really good. So it'll be a really good test for us on Saturday to go there. I'm not necessarily going to say to pull away from where the drop zone, but I think it's an opportunity for us to see where we are for another week, if you like. You know, obviously we're still 2 points off them playoff places. The gap at the bottom is obviously still there, but ultimately I'm more focused on us. I want us to keep our run of form going. Obviously, one defeat in 10 is really good, but I'm looking to extend that a little bit more, and I think the lads share that. And I'm sure they'll be chomping at the bit ready for Saturday.
Playing some very good football at the minute. Scored 6 last week against North Ferriby, and 5 of those were against a raging blizzard in the first half.
Yeah, and it's funny because Reece actually wanted to swap us round. I think if we'd won the toss, he was actually going to kick the other way. So, no, really pleasing to obviously play into the blizzard and to get them goals. I think we were very clinical. Played some great football. The team talk was, you know, don't get involved in trying to play the weather. Let's play our game and knock the ball about. And we challenged the boys, to be honest with you, the fact that we wanted more of a performance. And they delivered it tenfold. You know, the lads were absolutely superb. 1 to 11 and the subs that came on. I couldn't have been any prouder of it and demanded any more because they absolutely delivered it.
It's been quite a transformation since January, isn't it? And in some ways, do you wish now that you could go back and play some games again? For example, Gainsborough and York?
I think it's hard, you know. Like I said, I don't think our performances were bad. You know, Gainsborough was bad, for example. But Salford, York, we played really well. Alfreton played well, deserved more. And we've been saying all the time, you know, playing some really good football, but ultimately the confidence was low, and you know we knew we'd turn it around. We knew the boys would turn it around. More importantly, and you know we had a lot of faith in them. And like I say they've come through, and they're shining through at the minute, and they're proving to a lot of people how good they are as a team.
Yeah, some of the young lads who you've thrown into the team are doing very well, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, and to be honest with you, a lot of people going back to that previous question, you know, point your fingers towards the systems and stuff like that, but if they actually look at it, we actually played the same system against Blyth and against Brackley, and we conceded 6 goals, but no one picked up on that at the time. You know, that was the original shape that we went to go with. It didn't work. Obviously, we played around a little bit with a 3-5-2. We then went back to the 4-2-3-1 and brought in the players that could possibly filter into that a little bit better. I think Ben O'Hanlon's been a great signing. And obviously Joe Wheatley's come in there and made that position his own. Phil Turnbull's been rejuvenated. Tomo has been setting the world alight. Dave Sides started scoring goals. And all of a sudden, everything's pieced together. And all of a sudden, it looks like there's been a lot of work done. But I don't think it was. I genuinely think that the ideas were right in the first place. It was just a lack of confidence. And I think the lads needed that belief.
We didn't mention Ainsley Pears there. He's had a great week. He's been over to Poland. He's going to be back in time to play for us. And then he's got a home game for England under-20s on Tuesday night.
Pearsy at the minute is an England goalkeeper, so he's not my player. So that's the reason I didn't mention him. No, he's been an absolute revelation for a young lad to come in and keep so many clean sheets. It's beyond belief, really. I think, you know, obviously Craig Liddell, I speak to on a regular basis. He's obviously delighted the fact that he's doing it. Obviously, Lids has got a massive affiliation and affection for this football club, and I think he's so proud of Ainsley to come in and represent him, if you like. But no, Pez has been great. He's fully deserved his call up, and I really hope he gets some game time. Is it today? Tonight? I really hope he gets some game time, and obviously he'll be back raring to go for Saturday.
Well, hopefully Quakers will continue this great run. It'll be, I don't think Quakers will eventually end up in the playoffs. It would be great to have a go at them over the remaining matches.
Yeah, well, I said, three weeks ago that, you know, I didn't want to be caught up in missing out the playoffs by 3 points. But, you know, that could be the case. You know, that's a real reality. But we're not thinking about playoffs. We're not thinking about relegation. We're thinking about the next game. We want to get 3 points. And ultimately, once these 7 games are to an end, we'll obviously know where we are.